Hi, Mandy here. So we've recently launched beautiful new ways to embed opt-in forms onto your website. So I wanted to show you how that all works. So first, let's get started with creating a sign-up form. And here you'll see all the different options that we have. So we have an embedded opt-in form, a simple and naked template here. And then we have the full landing page opt-ins, okay? And then we have the default embedded, which is now what we call the raw HTML opt-in code. So let's get started first with the simple template with the embedded opt-in form. Basically, there's a few things here you can do. If you click directly in here, you can go ahead and change the header to anything that you want. Super cool. Type directly in here for your body. And on the right here, you'll see options to adjust the colors for text, the background color. You can change this to whatever you'd like. All different types of colors here. You can change the button color right here. See that change right on the bottom? And then you have an option here to change the accent color, which is this border right here. Let me just do this so you can see the difference. Cool. And then you can also add in other fields onto this form. So let me just show you quick how to do that. If you are in contacts and you go to fields, you'll go in here and click and drag what fields that you would like to bring over. So for example, if you would like their home address, click and drag this, click save. If you want to do a custom field, say you want to know their anniversary date, type that in, or actually you can just do anniversary, click save changes. All right, cool. And then you want to refresh this page. You'll see on the right here, these are now included. Well, actually, you have to check these boxes, and then they will be included onto your opt-in form. All right, great. So once you have this set up, you'll go into these settings here, and there's several options. Once we scroll through this, I'll show you each individual one. So this is just giving you a brief summary on the signup form, what template you're using. This is the name of the signup form. And then this section here is about how you want the opt-in form to show up on the page. So you have three options here. Inline is basically going to allow it to be displayed wherever you insert their embed code. And then you have the modal, which is going to show up in a modal box in the center of the page, and then the rest of the page will be dimmed. And right at the bottom here, you can choose what you want the label to look, say, for the link, so that you can customize that. And then you have the slide in, which can be placed slide up from bottom or slide left from the right side. So you can choose between these. I'll keep this there. And then you have some trigger options here. So what causes the opt-in form to be displayed? So do we want it to show right away once the page is loaded? Do we want it to show when they have left the page? So that's that one. Do we want the opt-in to show after they've scrolled through part of the page, and you can select the percentage here. And then do you want it to show after a specific amount of time? So here you can decide how many seconds that you want it to show up, how many seconds after do you want it to show up? And then there's also this manual trigger. And then if we scroll down here, there's some restrictions on how this opt-in can be viewed. So do you want it to show on all devices, only on desktop, or only on mobile? So you can decide between those. And then how long do you want to wait to show the form to somebody who has already signed up. So you can change the number of days here. And in here, you can decide how many times we want to show it to the same person. So either you can allow 0 times, 4 times, 10 times, however many times you want, you can customize that here. Or you have an option to completely hide it from anyone that you know that's already in your database. So you can select that, and then you won't ever have to worry about them viewing it again. All right, cool. And then you have a teaser mode option here. So if you want the teaser mode, when not open, check this box. If you don't, then uncheck it. And then we want to decide, what do you want to happen after the opt-in? So here's an option to subscribe them to the list. So you would click on this drop-down menu and then decide which list you want them to sign up to. So what to do after the opt-in, either do what the list says or show this message. So you can customize a message here. And then already converted, what do we do with people that have already opted in? Either show nothing, show a message, or show the form itself. And then you have some options. You have an option here to do some advanced custom CSS. And yeah, that's it. So once you have completed this, click Save Changes. And then you'll want to click on the Embed tab and copy this tag onto a page where you want the opt-in form to show up. And that's pretty much it for this embed template. Now you also have, I will show you the other one, which is this, the naked, which is pretty simple and basic. First name and email, and then the button. And then again, if you want some custom fields added, you would just go ahead and click this and that, and it'll bring it over. And once you're happy with this, you can change the settings in here as well. And then you can use the embed code here to copy and paste it to where you want it to go. Super easy. And then let's just quickly take a look at the landing, these full landing pages. I won't go through each one of them individually, but let's just go ahead and take a look at this one. So here on the left, you have your basic settings. So the name that you want it to display internally. This is going to be the title that's shown in the browser header and in the URL. And then you have the different templates. You can switch through these here. And then here you have a background pattern. Just going to select this just to show you what it looks like. Cool. And then you have your header options in here. So you can choose to have an image at the top or a text. And then your body content, your call to action box, sidebar, different social features, and then your advanced custom CSS. So once you have set this up, you'll be brought to this page again that will allow you to either embed this code onto your own website, or you can always link your customers to this page. So if we copied that, you can take a look. This is the link to that opt-in. Yeah, cool. And that's that. And then the last thing I wanted to show you is going to be the raw HTML form, which you, if you click on this, here's the code that you want to copy and paste. And this is great for different integrations. For example, and I know a lot of people like the lead pages or different pop-up plugins. So this is a great option for all of you that like that. And that's pretty much it. So enjoy, have fun. If you have any additional questions, please do use this help link at the top right here. Send me a message and I will get back to you. All right, cool. Thanks. Bye.